At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right. And we are here. We are here live in the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Rob Parker.
Ready to have a ball with you over the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And Rob, it's a lot going on. Some newsy stuff that we're going to start with in the NBA and stuff that could really change a lot of the predictions. And it's big news. Things could be changing in the NBA. So we're excited about that, to talk about that with the listeners. How you doing today?
I am doing great, Mr. Chris Broussard. Ready for another 3 hours. I was on with Ben Maller.
Ben Maller.
That's right. What is it, Alex?
Ben Maller.
Ben Maller. This morning we did a little Dan Patrick. That was a fun time. Ben Maller, of course, comes on 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time, the overnight guy. You know Ben's a great guy. We saw him at the Super Bowl, Chris.
Right.
So we had fun today and school, and I'm ready for the Odd Couple. Definitely a lot of good stuff to dive into as we're still in this middle. Feels so weird. You know, no football. The NBA's on a little all-star right. hiatus.
Which they
you
didn't know, used no, to have. They just
there's no
a few
spring
years
training,
ago.
You know, nothing, Chris.
Well, I'm that's like, baseball's fault.
You know, but I'm like lost. I just feel like I went to
well,
I
the game starts tomorrow. James Harden making his Sixers debut.
Yeah.
James Harden making his Sixers debut. So there'll be sports happening soon enough, that's for sure. All right, we got Brian Lewis, the NBA reporter covering
wow.
the Nets for the New York Post. He'll join us at the bottom
we know
of the hour.
Brian real well, time. Good friend of ours.
Yes, perfect time to have him on because the lead story surrounds the Nets. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew quickly and then get right into it. We got our man Bo Benson again producing the show. Rob G is off yet again.
No, he produced this morning. Rob G produced this morning.
No excuses.
I'm just saying he did work today.
Rob, were you working
doing
this
your
morning?
Second show?
Yeah, I'm
didn't
doing
you work this morning?
And where are you right now, Rob?
I worked this morning.
Okay, I know Alex.
I was up earlier than all y'all.
So. All of us. Hey, we're cutting a different cloth. Everybody's not the same.
I'm saying.
You know? Hey.
All right. So you saying Rob G ain't made of that stuff?
I don't know.
I talked with him. He's good. So we got Bo in as the super producer. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a Worship Wednesday, on the ones and twos. And on the updates, that's right, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. Rob, let's get to it. The news of the day, Mayor Eric Adams in New York City says they are going to lift the mandate that New York City employees must be vaccinated to perform their jobs. That will allow, he didn't say this about Kyrie, but that will obviously allow Kyrie Irving to begin playing in Nets home games. There was no date given. Some people are throwing out March 15th, but there is no official date yet that's been given. Here is Mayor Eric Adams.
I can't wait to get it done. I'm really proud of how we responded as New Yorkers. I always stated I'm going to follow the science. I'm not going to get ahead of the science because I'm ready to get ahead of all of this. But I look forward to the next few weeks going to a real transformation.
Well, and you know what? I'll say this. You know, he's like, I'm not getting ahead of the science, but we are moving that way, Chris. It's not like where we were after the holidays with the spikes. All of those have dropped, you know, and all that stuff has happened. So you got to adjust to what the science is telling you. And the science is telling you that bad wave we had right after everybody spent Christmas and New Year's with family and friends has dropped. So this all makes sense, and this is good news for the Nets. I mean, you know that. By that time, maybe Ben Simmons will be ready to play, and they'll have their full squad. Yeah, maybe. the big thing is they'll have, you know, Chris, maybe a good the whole idea, to me, still, no matter how many games are left in the regular season when this is lifted and we don't know the exact date,
right,
is that you'll have Kyrie for the entire postseason. If the Nets have a series where they have four of the seven games at home, then it's an advantage. Or anyone. Or three of the four, you
even
know,
if
at
they,
home.
Right. Because right. they
it
may
doesn't
not
matter.
Have home court at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. No, the way because of where right they now. Went. Exactly. Right. But I'm saying it's a good thing, and it's what they could have it's the thing that they wanted the most is to have a whole team, and now it looks like it possibly could happen.
Well, it's so interesting, Rob, and there's so many questions. And I'm gonna throw out the first question. Did James Harden make a mistake? I mean,
this was going too early, right?
I mean, this was a big part of his disillusionment with the Nets.
Right.
Why he was so upset. You remember when Kyrie first got back, Harden was like a kid in a candy store.
Well, he was acting like he knew something because you remember he was.
He kept talking about Kyrie coming back for all the games, talking about he'll give him the shot himself. And I feel like once Harden saw that Kyrie wasn't going to be able to play, at least at that point, whether it was from the mandate being lifted that created his optimism, or he thought Kyrie might get a taste of it again and say, you know what, let me get out there every game, right? Whatever it was, Harden totally shut down. And I do think, Rob, that he made a mistake. Now, he's in a great situation still, playing with Joel Embiid. And the Nets, on paper, look like they're still a very good team as well. So they both still look good in theory.
Sure.
But we never got to see 16 games, Rob. They played, one month of basketball together. Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie, 13-3, 5-1 in the playoffs. And so I do think that's number one. And my answer to that question, Rob, would be yes. I think James Harden did make a mistake. I think he should have stayed with the Nets and seen what this big three could do. And I also think, Rob, and Harden has the opportunity to prove me wrong on this, but we've seen James Harden fail and get tight in big moments. And I think one of the greatest things for him, and I think one of the things he actually was looking forward to, was not having to carry the load, as not even half the load in the big moments. He could carry a third.
Right.
Because you had Kevin Durant was going to be your first option, or Kyrie. They were going to be the first two, no doubt. And he could be that distributor, right? Setting them up.
And we saw him do it very well.
Right. He's a terrific distributor. But now in Philadelphia, Rob, he's going to have to be the guy. Like, he and Embiid. Embiid will certainly take his share of big shots too. But Harden's going to have to, like, he's going to have to play a bigger role in the clutch than he would have in Brooklyn.
The other thing too, Chris, is now if Kyrie's back, it takes the pressure off of Ben Simmons about that shooting as well, Chris. So it works out for them in that he can do other stuff. He, you know, distribute. He can rebound. He's a big guy. Defend. And
great defender. Pushes it in transition.
Right. And he's not the guy that you have to worry about. Like, you got two other guys who are big shot makers, right?
Right.
Big shot makers.
Right.
So there's no pressure. The only thing I'd say if I was Durant or Kyrie is, if you're under the basket, can you please dunk it at 6'10"?
Even lay it up. Just shoot it.
Right. Could you please?
No, I hear you, Rob. And I still think I'm with everybody that looks at it on paper and envisions Ben Simmons at his best saying, oh, my gosh.
Right? It fits.
It fits. And they needed defense. I mean, we think they had enough offense to overcome it.
Yeah.
But they certainly got much better defensively. And as you said, he can play near the basket. He's a distributor, all that. But there's still questions with him.
Well, we don't know his head. Right. Where his head is.
Well, why aren't you playing? Like tomorrow. At the very least, Rob, he should be coming back next week. I think they have a game Monday as well. He should be playing in that game.
Yeah, I don't know with all this time off. Like, even Chris, if you weren't there with the Sixers or whatever, you're a pro basketball player, professional athlete. You should be in shape during your season. Like, why would you?
And you were supposed to be working out, right?
Right.
Over the 3 months or whatever that you were in Philadelphia, right, not doing anything.
I don't care. Like, you might not be with the team, but you got to be ready to play, Chris. I would have been,
right,
like, in the gym every day. Let me put in my 2 or 3 hours, Chris, and then go on about your life. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
2 or 3 hours. People got to work 10 and 12 hours a day, and all you got to do is go to the gym, work out with a trainer and a shooting coach or a basketball coach, Chris, for 2 or 3 hours.
And let me put this in perspective for people, Rob. NBA training camp starts in September. They train for 1 week, and then they start playing preseason games. And then 2 weeks later, they start playing regular season
games. Right.
1 week, 3 weeks. So Ben Simmons was traded 2 weeks ago. So even if he had been lunching, not thinking he's getting traded, oh, I'm relaxing now, And he still has had enough time to get ready to play. And we know I don't think he was lunching. I think he was doing at least something to be in some type of physical condition. And so I think there's that. That's still a question mark. And Rob, we talked about it on First Things First. I thought Nick Wright, my co-host, made a good point. Because, you know, it was reported yesterday by Ramona Shelburne that Simmons is weeks away. I said, first of all, that should be days, if not hours away. But, okay, weeks away. Rob, March 10th, was that a couple weeks away? They play at Philadelphia. He don't want to go there. He don't want to play in that game. If indeed he's weeks away, that is, in my belief, the explanation. He doesn't want, and that's not a good sign. Well, because same mental blocks that may have bothered you in Philly may still be there.
Well, and you're going to have to play. You could wind up playing Philadelphia in Eastern Conference in the playoffs.
Good chance of it, to be honest.
Yep.
And then here's the other thing, Rob. There was a story in the Philly Inquirer yesterday. I think it was the Inquirer. It was philly.com. I read it. About how, and I had heard rumblings, a lot of people covering the league had heard rumblings over the years about this. But the story was just saying Ben Simmons was never happy playing second fiddle to Joel Embiid. And I had heard over the years that he and Embiid, it was a battle over whose team is it and all that. Well, if you didn't like being second fiddle, guess what, Ben? You're third fiddle in Brooklyn.
Right.
Because it goes Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, you. That's it. And so there are questions still. So, Rob, I want to see them on the court. I'm not going to sit here and declare, oh, they're the favorites now. I want to see them on the court. There's too many questions. I love them on paper, but I got to see how they look on the court. Because, Rob, they're 4-10 with Kyrie.
Yeah. But I'm going to say this, though. I think, Chris, that with Kyrie reinstalled, you know, back into the everyday lineup and when and if this does happen, which we believe it will happen, I think they are the favorites in the East. I really do. I think that on paper with, you know, adding Curry, I know Joe Harris has been out most of the year. If you look at that team, it's pretty loaded.
Looks good on paper.
It does. I know you got to still go out and do it, Chris, and do it. But on paper, man, I don't know what the weak spot is. I don't.
I don't think they have great leadership. Maybe they can overcome that.
Sometimes talent can.
Most teams have had some good leadership that won it. Because that's it. It's not about getting to the conference finals, even the finals. It's about winning it all.
Right.
And so we'll see, though.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. It's hour number two. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios.
We'll do it live!
And we got Eddie House, friend of the show. Weekly wow. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA champion, sharpshooter, joining us at the bottom of the hour. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. And Rob is at RobParkerFSR on Instagram. All right. Well, there was a story today. We're going to stick with the NBA. A story in The Athletic by Bill Orem, who's been on the show. And
covers the Lakers.
Yes, covers the Lakers, does a good job. Here's the title, Orem, meaning the author, colon. So this is his take. As tensions rise between LeBron James and Rob Pelinka, where will the Lakers draw the line? And the gist of the story, Rob, is that LeBron and Rich Paul, who is his longtime friend and now probably the most powerful agent in the NBA and the owner of Clutch Sports Management, that they are squeezing the Lakers. This is what the story's saying. That they're upset that the Lakers didn't make a move at the deadline and that all of the talk about that LeBron did over the All-Star weekend about maybe wanting to play with Bronny or not maybe, definitely playing with his son Bronny.
He put it out
there
in his
last year in the NBA. Right. And about praising Sam Presti, the GM in Oklahoma City. That a lot of that was, obviously, he's sincere about wanting to play with his son. But that LeBron knew what he was doing and threw these out. Even the other thing, Rob, I forgot to mention, that he, you know, is not closing the door on a return to Cleveland.
Right.
Playing
which,
in Cleveland.
Which if you're L.A., you're like, what? Like,
what? So all of that, the take of this story is that all of that was done to show that LeBron is not happy with the job that Rob Pelinka has done as the general manager.
Now, Chris, what did you think of the story, the way it was written, too? Like, if I'm the lead is strong. LeBron James and the Lakers are heading for a divorce.
But like, read the second line.
Right.
Or
like with so many other to the breakup or fine, okay.
So here's the second line. Or, yeah, like with so many other relationships that have teetered on the brink of a breakup, they will find a way to reconcile. It's fine because you're right. It's eye-catching.
It is.
But then he softens it.
Right?
He softens it.
Yeah, the second sentence definitely. Right. But the first sentence.
It's the lead. It's what you want in the lead. You know, get people's attention.
But and to then say, because he didn't say might be heading. You know what I mean? Like if it was a.
But he did say that.
No, in the second
once
grad,
he, yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Bill Warren, what are you trying to do to me?
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, Rob, first, I want to ask two questions of you. First, I want to ask you what you think of what's going on. And secondly, I want to know, like, this has happened in many places with LeBron. David Griffin in Cleveland said, I can't remember the exact word he used, but was it a nightmare? Yep. Or that he was miserable.
He was miserable.
I think miserable was the word. When he was in Cleveland, shame on Griffin because his career was based on him winning a championship with LeBron James. And that opened many doors for Griff. And so I get that he, you know.
He was just maybe saying, he wasn't happy to be in that job. Yeah,
yeah,
with LeBron,
but you know
there,
what? The job is to win. The job ain't for you to have fun playing fantasy basketball. The job is for you to win. And LeBron James had you win. And so I hear you, and that was Griffin can always say what he feels, and that's his opinion, and he's entitled to it. But I'm just saying,
it wasn't a fun experience.
And of course, Rob, what we've seen is he came back and apologized, you know, and tried to walk it back. But there was that. Miami obviously ended after 4 years, and it wasn't pretty when LeBron James and Pat Riley went their separate ways. And so the second question I want to ask you is, you know, this kind of happens when LeBron's there, and is it worth it to bring him to your franchise? So you know, go ahead.
I got to say that I thought if I were the Lakers, I would have been upset with LeBron and what he did over the weekend, All-Star weekend. I just would. The team is in disarray. The people there tried to do everything, Chris, that he wanted. You know, when you sign up with LeBron, it's about winning now. They've traded away all the young players. They've done everything. They got Anthony Davis, everything that he wanted, right? He pushed for Westbrook. Now, I know that the organization still has to have the final say, Chris, but he made a plea for Westbrook. They got him Westbrook. And now it feels to me like LeBron knows they're stuck with Westbrook. They couldn't move him. They're stuck with him. And now he might be in a situation where he's like, we can't win here. We're not going to win with Westbrook. AD is like an ice cream cone, you know, like crumbles and melts every time he hits the ground. We were lucky when we won the championship because we were in the bubble. And he had 4 months off, Chris, you know. And now I'm watching this guy every year and he can't stay healthy and he's young and in his prime. So this is a lose-lose as my years melt away. I need another championship or something.
You're talking about from LeBron?
From LeBron.
Okay.
Yes. So I do believe he's trying to set the stage, you know, for him to be able to make an exit from the Lakers if things don't improve drastically. And I just don't know, Chris, how they will. So I can see LeBron leaving as soon as that situation comes up. And especially after nothing happened at the trade deadline, which I'm saying I don't think they really could do anything. They were handcuffed. But It doesn't sound good. Like LeBron's going to retire as a Laker. It doesn't sound like that.
I've been told this, that LeBron's issue with Rob Pelinka is from somebody in the know. And I look, let me back up, Rob. I've known Pelinka for years. And Rob and I like him. I haven't talked to him in a while, but we always had a good relationship. We've been on even events together, faith-based events that we were on the same panel discussion together. And obviously you interact before and after that. And we've talked about that before. So I like Rob, but this hasn't been my experience with him, Rob, but he has a reputation around the league, and you may have heard it as well, for lying. And
that's his rep.
That's a reputation. Again, I haven't experienced it, at least not to my knowledge.
Of course, this is what your reporter, you've heard from people.
Right. That's what people have said. And one thing I think I'm told that LeBron's an issue is that he feels like they haven't been that Rob hasn't been truthful with him at times.
Over what, Chris?
Well,
he's gotten
one,
everything.
One was that he came out and said after the trade deadline when they didn't make any moves that LeBron was on board with it.
So
LeBron wasn't on board with it.
So that's a lot. Okay.
Thing, and I've known LeBron for years, done many stories on him, talked to him a lot away from, you know, off the record. Mm-hmm. LeBron respects you being straight up with him. You might disagree, but I think he wants you to be honest with him. Like, don't go behind his back saying or doing some other stuff and then telling him something in his face. And if that's what is going on with Pelinka, then I can see how that would rub LeBron James the wrong way. And I don't know, Rob, because I hear a lot of people, everybody saying LeBron wanted Westbrook. And that may be true. What I've been told about that situation, and it could be spin. But it was that Pelinka and the Lakers wanted Westbrook because they felt like if and when LeBron misses games, Westbrook is a guy that could help them win while LeBron's out. I was told that LeBron's side was, I'm cool with Russ. I'm cool with Hield. And that his meeting, he and Anthony Davis, now again, it might be spent. His meeting with Anthony Davis and Westbrook was about, let's talk to Russ and see if we're all on the same page. Now, who is the story coming from that it was all LeBron? That's coming from the other side. So which side you gonna believe? The side that's saying it was LeBron that wanted Westbrook, or the side that's saying LeBron was cool with Westbrook, fine with it, but it wasn't like it's being reported that he just all vetoed the other deal and wanted Westbrook. I don't know what you're hearing,
but you just don't know, and I don't know how close your sources are to LeBron. I'm not saying who they are or
close enough to know.
Okay, or who they are. I'm just saying.
Right.
But there's also trying to cover LeBron's
box. No, I get it. And they might, Chris, that's what I'm saying. That might be what is happening. Absolutely.
Is to cover LeBron's butt because LeBron didn't.
But the other side could be to cover the Lakers' butt, right?
Right. But I'm going to say.
Saying it was all LeBron.
But I'm going to say that LeBron was the one who wanted AD and was.
Well, and that was smart.
No, but I'm saying. Now LeBron is like he's not involved and he's just a standby and they do whatever they want. I can't buy that. Like they went and they were
well,
not
he wanted
trade,
Ty Lue.
You know,
I mean seriously, he wanted Ty.
Yeah,
Lue.
But that was some financial thing, wasn't it?
You know what I'm saying? Like there is evidence that they don't do everything LeBron wants.
No, I'm not
he
saying.
He wanted Ty Lue. But he wanted them to make a trade over the deadline. They didn't do that. That's two things right there.
I get that, but I also don't. I think that he wanted a quote unquote big three, and Buddy Hield didn't fit that MO. That's just me, Chris. I don't know. You might right. your source could
you.
Be right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I hear you.
I got the sense that he wanted a bigger name, and Russ is the triple double king, and you know he played with other great players, and they went to the finals in OKC, and you know, and they. You know, he put out the video, keep this energy. He was so against what everybody was pushing back on. You know, I just got the sense that he was personally felt like he was attacked because this was something that he wanted. And people were saying right off the bat, it wasn't going to work.
Well, one thing I was told, Rob, and again, I'm open to maybe this is spin. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got it.
It could be spin. You know how this is from either side. But I have not been told that LeBron didn't want Westbrook. So I've never been, like, I was told he was fine with Westbrook, and he thought it could work.
All right.
So I've never been told anything.
LeBron said, I don't want Westbrook, exactly. And they did it anyway, because exactly. I know that can't be
not
the case.
Told that. Right, not told that. So here's the thing I wanted to hear from you, though, Rob. Let me give you my answer first. For all the drama, all of the scorched earth that exists when LeBron leaves your franchise, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Miami got two championships that they would not have had LeBron James not gone there. Now, they can be upset the way he left and all of that. You got two championships you would not have gotten. Cleveland got for all, and it was, we saw it, right? We watched it. Passive aggressiveness, running the franchise, holding them hostage with yearly contracts, right? All of that. You got your first championship in 52 years. Football, basketball, or baseball. And the Lakers. For all your history, you were a joke. For the last 6 years before LeBron got there.
5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
I'm just saying because LeBron was there the 6 year. Right.
Right. For Lonzo, for Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, all these young guys you thought you had that were all that, you wasn't about to win no championship. You got banner number 617 because of LeBron James. His great play and him getting you Anthony Davis. So my answer, Rob, is it's worth it. I get it. I get all the shrapnel that's flying all over the place. It's worth it because it's about winning championships. You quickly, you got an opinion? Worth it
yeah.
or not?
Anytime you win, it erases everything else. I just, that's, if LeBron doesn't win, Chris, if they don't win in the bubble, then it's a disaster. And it's, you got to try to fix the franchise and you set yourself back. I get it. When you win, it's hard to argue with winning. Right. I talk about it all the time. Sports has a short menu, Chris, wins and losses.
Right.
They won a championship, period. That justifies everything. And when you don't win, you can blame everything on that. So we want to hear from everybody
right.
about this.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Our next guest is an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joins us every week. Our man, Eddie House. Eddie, what's up, brother?
Yo-ho.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all feeling, man?
Doing good.
Great,
how are you?
Man. We are great, and we got so much to get to. Let's hop right to it. You've seen probably the news out of New York City that the mayor, Eric Adams, has said they are going to end the vaccination mandate for New York City employees. Didn't give a date, but it'll be, we assume, within the next few weeks, it seems like.
And yeah, then throwing out March 15th, some people,
home
right.
games. Yes. So what is this? What do you think this means? Like, does this make the Nets, let's put it this way, does this make them, in your mind, the favorites now in the Eastern Conference?
I mean, I tell you, I wouldn't say the favorites because I still think they got some meshing to do. You know, I like Milwaukee. You know, and until the champ actually gets dethroned, I like to go with them. They came back with pieces, and then they actually added the piece with Ibaka, which I like. I think that helps them with some depth on the at the big position. But this makes them extremely dangerous because now this is a faster way that they can gel and get some rhythm with one another, with Kyrie being able to play at home and not only on the road. And then, you know, we talked about it when Kyrie first came back. It's like, well, damn, what if they get game seven, you know, and they're at home, you know? Right. And, but it looked like they're going to start sliding the sense. So game seven will be on the road. I think they're going to start looking to try to move up in the standards. It might be a little late, but at the same time, they're going to be a dangerous team. You know, when they added Ben Simmons, you got Drummond, a guy that can rebound, you know, not a great rim protector, but he'll be right there, you know, can alter some shots. And then Seth Curry, we seen what he did before the All-Star break, going off, going crazy. A guy that's going to be able to stretch the floor to give more space for a guy like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving to operate. And then when Ben Simmons is acclimated with that, it's another perimeter defender, a rebounder, a guy that can guard 1 through 4, possibly 5, depending on what kind of lineup other teams are out there or are putting out there. So I think they're very dangerous. And when the trade happened, I thought it made them extremely dangerous. It's just a matter of them coming together and see how they can gel.
Eddie, over the All-Star weekend in Cleveland, LeBron was making headlines every step he took. Hey, I'm open to come back to Cleveland. I want to play with Bronny. So whoever's going to draft him, I'll play my last year with him. And what was the other one, Chris? He had another.
Well, Sam Presti's this MVP of Oklahoma City. People thought that was a shot. But also he told Pelinka. He also told Kenny Smith he's the greatest player ever.
Right. What do you make? Is there a divorce happening here with the Lakers? It just sounds like he's unhappy, or he knows that he's stuck with this roster and this team, and years are melting away for him. He doesn't have a lot of time, Eddie. Is there a chance that he could wind up getting out of L.A. because he feels trapped and Westbrook can't be moved and the team is set up the way it is?
I think without a doubt. Think about LeBron's track record. Whenever it gets to the point, and I mean, he's a very smart guy. Not only is he, his basketball IQ is high, but off the court, smart guy, smart businessman. So he sees things coming, right? He's seen things coming in Cleveland before. He was tired of carrying. He's like, man, I got to make a change. Goes to Miami. As he's seen that Miami thing was starting to fizzle out, wasn't having as much pop as it was. Let me go back to Cleveland. Goes back to Cleveland, make something happen in Cleveland, you know, because they had Kyrie. He was able to get Kevin Love. So now he has a new big three that he's able to work with a youngster. And then he goes to L.A., you know, with the aspirations of, you know, we get Anthony Davis and we can win it. They did that. Now, seeing that Anthony Davis is not available due to injury, a lot. Right. Russell Westbrook not working out as he wanted it to work out. Them having no assets, not being able to get off of that contract that Russ has, not being able to use any of the assets that they have built up because they don't have any, to move off of those assets to bring in a free agent. He's seeing the writing on the wall. So for him, he's just trying to put himself in the best position to where he can extend, start adding. He already has his legacy, but start putting a few more feathers in his cap, whatever it be, if it's championships, whatever it is. And I think that's really what he's chasing, is championships, because that's the only thing I think that he would have to say. If he could get to 6, right, which is going to be extremely hard to do. Well, he could get 2, right? But if he could get 2 to get to 6. If he get to 6 or 7, then he could say, hey, I have just as many and more, but look how many I went to. So that could be something that he could say.
I'd say, look how many you lost. The GOAT argument. That's another story, right?
Well, let me ask you that.
I would say, look how many you lost, not how many you went to.
Let me ask you this, Eddie. We said it. LeBron brought up that he thinks he's the greatest player to ever play. He said after that 3-1 comeback against Golden State, that's what convinced him. Where you stand on the GOAT conversation? You played with LeBron. You obviously saw Jordan. Where do you stand on that conversation?
I came in. Jordan was there. I played against Jordan, but it was the Wizards. Jordan
the
still
older,
averaged a
right.
dub, and it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same Jordan, but it was still the lure of Jordan. I was there in Miami when Pat Riley retired his jersey, and the building was crazy, electric. It went crazy for another. I've never seen that in my life. Never even imagined that something like that would happen, but it did. But in the GOAT conversation, LeBron is supposed to think that, right? He's supposed to believe that he's trying to make a case. He's building a case for himself, but he's not supposed to do that. The people are supposed to build the case for that, okay? And I think you have a mix of millennials and the youngsters who think that LeBron is, and I think you have the hoop heads who have been around and seen both are going to really say that Jordan is. You know, I'm on the Jordan side. Not that LeBron's not phenomenal and a talent that we might not ever see another talent like that again. But at the same time, when it comes down to the greatest of all time, if you ask me who I want taking the last shot, it's going to be Michael Jordan. If you ask me who do I want if I had the first pick at a pickup game and all of those greats were lined up right there, I'm pointing at Michael Jordan. So to me, that moves the needle for me saying that Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
So you weren't surprised that even at the All-Star game, the top 75, Michael got the biggest ovation, even in Cleveland, right, you know, with that, LeBron there. Cleveland. I mean, yep. It was obvious building.
You know, Mike is the most polarizing figure in sports for this reason. What does everybody have? Rob, what you got on your feet right now?
You already know I have my J's on today. I have my
off-white.
Okay,
so that's what I'm saying. So that's how everybody can relate to Michael Jordan, even if you didn't see him play.
Kids
basketball.
That weren't even born
right.
When he hasn't played in
20 years. And they
Eddie, one of my daughters, they couldn't care less about sports.
They wanted
or basketball. Games. One of my daughters for Christmas wanted some Jordans.
Right. So no matter, and this is all over the world. This is not just the United States. It is not designated to a certain part or region of the United States. This is worldwide. And he's a worldwide phenomenon where you look at everybody's rocking Jordans. That symbol is just like the American flag. You put the American flag, everybody knows that's the American flag right there. You put that symbol, that's Jordan. Everybody. He's probably the most recognizable sports figure
he's become like Babe Ruth or Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
And Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
Where for generations.
Because people, you know, never saw Babe Ruth play,
stick.
Chris. And
right,
everybody
right.
knows
and
who
we all
Babe Ruth
pretty
is.
Much say he's the best.
Right?
And now,
right, exactly.
You know, and then Muhammad Ali. Ali lost a few fights, obviously. But he is viewed as the greatest. And he, as great as LeBron has been, it's going to take something even greater than that for people to finally say, oh, yep. This dude was better than Jordan. You know what I mean? Because he's become mythical.
You know, and I think the things that he's done, everything that he has been doing had been opened up by Jordan, right? You know, having your shoe line, having your clothing company, even purchasing franchises, you know,
right.
Going out and being a businessman. Jordan was laid the blue. Actually, Magic kind of laid the blueprint. Jordan took and ran with it, and now LeBron is following suit. So I think that when we look at those two, the one thing that everybody's going to just go to is the 6-0 in the finals. LeBron lost
right.
a bunch of finals. But the bottom line is really, who is the most recognizable person, I think, for all of these generations?
Right.
I think Michael
Eddie,
Jordan
we gotta
can walk
run.
Anywhere.
We're up against it, but we appreciate your time,
you,
my
buddy.
Man. Thank you.
No problem.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold-class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.